Just a little devotional thought today from Luke 9, verse 23. He, Jesus, said to them all. Think about there are those who are following him closely, and then those who are just kind of showed up and following. So he says to them all, if any man will come after me, chooses to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. We find this same conversation and the challenge recorded in Matthew 16, 24 and Mark 8, 34. But only here in Luke do we find that the term daily is used. And looking that up, it's literally two words, according to day. Like according to the day or according to a day or that which is characterized by day. Except for Matthew 10:38, and he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. This is the first explicit reference in the Bible to the practice of crucifixion. He mentions it without defining it, without comment, so it assumes, he assumes that the people listening were already well aware of this very Roman method of execution. Taking up the cross refers to the usual requirement that the condemned man haul his own cross to the place of execution. Jesus knew that he would soon have to be doing this himself. John 19, then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. They took Jesus and led him away, and he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. Golgotha is kind of an ugly sounding phrase, isn't it? Appropriately so. Place of the skull. We hear Christians sometimes use this phrase to talk about a burden they have, maybe a sickness or poverty, and that's the cross that they must bear. We're not trying to take away from these things as serious problems so that they feel bad about it, but they are not instruments of execution. They are not the cross. Jesus was telling his disciples that truly following him in a dedicated way means nothing less than a daily willingness to die for him, if that is necessary. Paul would say, I die daily, 1 Corinthians 15:31. I am crucified with Christ, Galatians 2:20. This is the idea, saying no to self, denying self, taking up your cross. You deny self when self says, what about me? You say, nothing about you. My concern is for God and for others. So, as we quite aware, many disciples through the years have suffered martyrdom for Christ's sake. But here's the point. Each one of us, each disciple, must deny himself every day. He gives up on self, lives for God and others. This is how he wants us to make our way in this life. He says, take the adventurous road, not the safe road that takes care of self first, but step out, be the good Samaritan, find the person that normally wouldn't give you the time of day and see if you can help them. Taking up the cross means consciously dying each day to the world. The world has its, you know, its lure. We want to be sophisticated. Galatians 5:24, for they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Those Christians give this testimony, but God forbid that I should glory, that I should boast, save except for in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom, by Christ's cross, the world is crucified unto me, the world is dead to me, and I unto the world. I'm dead to the world. They don't consider me part of their party. They're dead to me, I'm dead to the world. So the daily cross, just stop to think about, this is one of those morning prayers. Lord, keep me in your will and dead to the world and the world to me. Comments or questions?